Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just called this number a few minutes ago. I filed a claim 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and then when I called to have it certified, they said that the new hire program had me listed as being employed. And give me another phone number to call. So I called them, and the lady redone my claim and filed it again and then just told me to do my weekly certification. Well, I called yesterday to do my weekly certification, and it told me the same thing. The new hire program had me as employed. So I called a number this morning, 752-7389, I believe. No, 361-4524. And a lady told me that it showed the claim, but somebody had not punched a button or something to take me off of the database for the new hire thing, and that I just needed to call and do my weekly certification. Well, I called to do my weekly certification, and it told me that I had been blocked to file a weekly certification, and I needed to call this number back. So this is where I'm at now.
Okay, so you need to file your weekly certification?
Yes.
May I have your social security number?
418-13-1047.
Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth?
Christopher Sanders, 9480.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Bank account.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
2622-84279. Account number 190-8251.
Okay, that routing number is 2622-84279. The account number.
Yes.
Okay, the account number 190-8251.
Yes.
What's your home address?
2971 County Highway 35, Horton, Alabama 35980.
Okay. Oh, they're still the same. 2971 County Highway 35, Horton, Alabama 35980. Did you receive a TRA certification?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No. Oh, since the last time I filed for unemployment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When's the last day you worked?
1/21 of 22.
No, since you've been filing your weekly certifications, have you worked?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's what that means. So when they say, have you worked since the last time you filed, meaning after you first opened this, because it's called filing a weekly certification each week.
Well, I haven't been able to file a weekly certification.
I got you. But it was saying, like, you know, when you first ever called it in and they opened it for you, that's considered filing,
right?
Too. Like, what I'm doing, I'm filing your weekly certification that you didn't file.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't worked since then, though.
It won't let you do it over the phone either.
Well, I'm doing the same thing that we're doing now. She said that it was fine, and that I could continue to, or she told me that it was fine, and I needed to call Sunday to do my weekly certification.
Yeah, that number that she gave you Sunday, are you able to use that, or it's not letting you do it either?
No, it's telling me that the new hire program is telling them that I'm employed, and it's blocked me from making any certifications on the phone system or online.
Okay. I'm not sure why that does. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for? Okay. What was your job description?
I was a IBEW electrician.
Electrician?
Yes.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Would you like to try your PIN? Would you like to reset the PIN again, or you still have the PIN that was provided? Did they provide you with one, or you made up one?
They did provide me with one, and I have changed that PIN according to the computer system anyway. Because the very first time that I made the claim, it let me do that, and I changed the PIN. Well, then when it wouldn't let me certify, I called back. They opened up another claim, and when I called the phone number, it let me reset my PIN. And then that's when it said that I couldn't file because the new hire program had me listed.
Yeah, you can reset. Would you like for me to reset it so where you and you try it that way, and then you can change it on your own? To see if you can get in this
fine.
Week. Okay.
Yeah.
Which another temporary PIN will be the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year. So your PIN will be 4780.
Okay. That's the same temporary that they give you the last two times too.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able
now,
and available. I'm sorry.
Do I have to do that? Because I'm with the union, and if I apply for a non-union company, that will jeopardize my status in the union along with my retirement.
No, it won't. That's what I was saying about, could you work when you said you worked for the union? And I know it usually tell us, you know, put on there, but see, when I'm doing your weekly certification, it didn't take me back to that part. It just, you see how I only asked you a few questions from when you first opened it.
Okay.
Because usually it tell us since you are job attached with the local union hiring hall, you're not qualified to look for work or search for work.
Right.
So what you only have to do is call in each week Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, so you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call in by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which is next Sunday. Mr. Sanders, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, so this is my certification for this week, and then I have to call next Sunday to make another one?
Yes, sir. Each week you'll make your weekly certifications.
Okay.
And if you aren't able to, get through on the phone, which they will direct you to this number, and you'll be able to do it with us just like I'm doing it. So you just be with a lively person instead. Well, all righty. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.